dead, until the sick had seen and recognized him. He paused to speak to sentries and guards at each post. Gradually the company settled into watchfulness. The Duke was alive, and obviously well, and very obviously in command. Some of them looked sideways at Pox, and wondered why she carried a longsword, but they did not ask. Midway of the third watch, Arkelin had found nothing amiss in the front court.
"It will take days to search everything, my lord," he reported, "but Saiger and I think we've covered the most obvious places for trouble. I'd expect a passage outside, for instance, but there isn't one. We thought of the Jack's Pit, but the gratings are still locked in. But in here..."
"Yes?" The Duke looked tired. He sat heavily in the chair in his study.
"We've found so many things already. Mostly ways of spying on me, or on you captains. I dare say we've hardly said a word these last years that he did not know. I think I know now how the Regency Council found out about that last campaign in Arrhenius. Could you hear what he said as he and Pox fought?"
"No. After the dagger, I heard and saw nothing."
"He did more than that, Kiri. He..."
"Later. I suspect more. But for now, did he have a way outside? And are we going to be attacked? And when?"
"More when than if, I think. Has Doran checked the lower levels?"
"Not yet. There's so much up here."
"Did he ask permission for any construction and changes in the past year or so?"
"I don't..."
"Gods above, Jandalir, he did! The new wine cellar, remember?"
Arkelin nodded.
"He said he wanted to enlarge, if we were all staying here, and I told him to stay within the walls, but..."
"Let's go."
Arkelin stood and stretched his arms. He yawned widely. "Why that rascal couldn't have started this after I'd had a good night's sleep."
The Duke was no longer sure which cellar had been extended. He, Pox, Arkelin, and a squad from Doran's cohort began the search at the kitchen stairs. A passage ran north, the length of the building. Doors opened off it at intervals, but they found nothing in any of the outside rooms and no signs of new construction.
"Would one of the servants know?" asked Pox.
"They might."
The Duke rubbed his eyes. "Tur's gut, but I'm tired. It must be near dawn. Let's go up and see."
The cooks knew at once which cellar was meant.
"Sir, it's the third on the right, the last on that side before the corner. He said 'twas to give room, so as not to run into the well there in the court. Can you tell us, sir, what's wrong? Is Venner angry with us? We done nothing, sir, I swear it."
"It's all right. The third on the right?"
"Yes, sir, it..."
But they went back out, into a cold dawn, and crossed the courtyard again.
"An inside cellar," said Arkelin. "What was he up to?"
"No good," said the Duke shortly. His shoulders were hunched against the cold. The sentries, four now, at the door, saluted smartly. One of Doran's squad following stumbled on the steps. The Duke frowned. Doran waited inside.
"My lord, I brought food from the company kitchens. I don't need..."
He stopped abruptly, and looked at the others.
"Maybe I do, indeed, thank you. I'd forgotten I have the cooks locked up."
Sometime during the night, Doran had cleared away the mess in the dining hall. A steaming pitcher of sib and a kettle of porridge centered the big table. Bowls and mugs were stacked to one side. Pox sat with the others, unconcerned about order and seniority. After a bowl of porridge and several mugs of sib, she felt more awake. The Duke's face was less pinched. Doran had had a fresh squad ready inside and sent the first one off to breakfast with the